On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody in podcast land, time for another episode of the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. Woo! Yeah.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
This time we're going to start out a little different. We're going to start with a bit we call Who the Hell Is This?
What?
Where we play a few bits and try to guess who the hell we are. And
what?
No!
Yeah, who the hell we are. Who are we?
We are just a couple of knuckleheads doing a podcast. Let's try that again. What is Who the Hell Is This? I can't speak either.
Take All right, two. So Who the Hell Is This is just the bit we do where we try to guess the artist of... We try to... trick each other or stump each other, whatever it is. And I think mine is not very easy. So
yeah, we take a audio clip, put it into four segments, and it's usually some obscure band or obscure song by a known band, and you guys play along at home. I'm sure we're gonna get stumped.
Yep.
I know I'm gonna stump you this week, so but you never know, maybe you'll surprise me.
Never know. Hey. All right, I'll go ahead and start then, I guess.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Clip number one. Wow. I'm going to say, is it Jerusalem Slim?
Nope.
Jerusalem Slim. That'd be incorrect. Okay, well, here's your first hint. Is this band has released three albums, and they're from the 2000, I think 15 is when their first album came out. So it's a pretty new band.
All right. So not Jerusalem Slim. And it's not anything associated like Roger Manning Jr. or anything like that.
No, it's funny you mentioned that. I almost picked a Roger Manning Jr. solo song.
Oh, man.
But I didn't.
That's probably good because I listen to him a lot because I'm a big fan.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Track number two. On the mirror, I see someone, but not somebody. If I could, then I would. If I could, then I would. If I could. Wow.
I know, weird, huh?
I have no clue. Sounds kind of like NXS. But that's not right. Oh, shoot. Three albums.
Yep.
Man, I have no idea.
Just throw out a new band's name.
New band's name. Let me think here. Not Tigers of Pantang. I know they have a new album out, but they've got like 50 albums.
And it's pretty good too, by the way.
Yeah, the new one is?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, the last three have been good.
All right.
But it's not them.
Not them.
Mm-mm.
Damn, I have no idea. Is it Fuzzbubble?
Nope.
Fuzzbubble, incorrect, but they have a new album out and it's pretty good too. Just saying. Did you see that video I sent you with the doing Blinded by the Light with Jeff Scott Soto?
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Yeah, it's fantastic.
Really good.
It's like how did I miss this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fuzzbubble. That's a band we saw with Enough's Enough in some little tiny town in New Jersey in the middle of nowhere. Remember that?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What's the name of the town? Do you remember that?
Oh, no. It was I don't have any idea.
Yeah, I don't
middle
either.
Of New Jersey.
Yeah, on somewhere on the near the coast and
yeah.
And some
It wasn't like Asbury Park or anything. It was I don't even remember, but all right, so it's not Fuzzbubble.
It's not Fuzzbubble. Okay, your second hint is this band's from the UK. Their name of the band is two words. And that's what I'm gonna give you. Two words. Band from the UK. And they, okay, I'll give you another one. They got the best British newcomer from Kerrang. They got the Brit Awards and the NEM Awards. So in 2014 or 15, they won those best new band awards from. So.
All right. Let's see.
Yeah, so play the next one. So.
Yeah, here we go. Part three. I let my demons take hold and choke on me. Can't feel these holes that. Jeez, I have no clue.
Yeah, you're not. I don't think you're going to get this.
Oh, man.
I'll give you another hint. They're a two-person band. There's two instruments, drums and bass. That's it.
Oh, there's a lot more than drums and bass on that.
Oh, but in the, when they record them, when you see them live, the guy playing, it sounds like a guitar. It's a bass. Yeah. They do all something. Right. The pedals, I don't know what it is. But when you see them, it's a drummer and a bass player, and the bass player sings.
Two guys. I have no clue. Nobody I can think of meets those criteria.
Okay. We'll go to track four then.
All right. Let's see here.
I knew this one would be super hard. I hit trouble coming.
No idea.
No idea. Should I just tell you?
Yeah, right. They don't sound like a typical Kerrang magazine band.
Yeah, okay. The name of the song is Trouble Coming. It came out in 2021 off of the album Typhoons. The name of the band is Royal Blood.
Oh, jeez.
And I guess they're doing pretty well in Europe and England.
Okay.
And they toured the U.S., I think, the last couple of months. But
wow.
Yeah, I guess they kind of slant alternative a little bit, but I think it's just a pretty interesting sound with the bass sounding like that.
Yeah, I'd have to see what they're doing because, they probably have the bass going through all kinds of effects and stuff.
Yeah.
For it to sound like that.
Pedals, boards, I don't know what it is, but he's playing the bass.
Yeah.
And there's no really, they don't really have any solos in that band. It's just pretty much rhythm and singing. So
bass and drums. All right.
It's different.
I might have to listen to them more. That sounded pretty cool to me.
They got a lot of videos on YouTube so you can check out. So, yeah.
All right.
I'm the only other two-piece bands that I can think of offhand is the Awful White Stripes.
Ugh.
And Local H, which I thought was pretty good. But I think we'll look. What else?
Miley Cyrus's brother's band.
Oh, we don't. Do we? Are we going to bring them up again?
Oh, that just makes me mad. Can't even remember the name of it.
Yeah. What's the deal with Miley Cyrus's voice?
I don't know.
Is it smoking? I don't know what it is. I sound like Nina Blackwood. Hey, can I have a cigarette? What is the deal with that? But I tell you what, she can belt out some Led Zeppelin, though, man.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was great.
But when she starts talking, it's like, jeez, what the hell is that?
Hoo-ah.
Yeah. Oof. So, Royal Blood for you.
Royal Blood. All right, I'll check them out.
Some check out. So, hopefully you got something weird and strange for me as well.
No, it's pretty straight-ahead rock and roll, but let's see if you get who it is.
Okay, all right. Going to cover this. Play along at home. No, this. Oh, excuse me. Not cover this. Duh. Who the hell?
Yeah,
who the hell is this? Wow, I told you my brain farts today. Here you go. Track one. Let's see. Everybody. Sounds cool. Total guess. Is it Wild Side?
Nope.
No, that is incorrect. Though I did look at them earlier today.
All right.
No, this, you're not too far off. It's a four-piece formed in 1983.
Okay. Yeah, it sounded 80s for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Okay, let's try the next track here. Sounds familiar, but I don't know who it is.
Yeah, they sound like a lot of different bands.
Sounds like an East Coast band. Am I getting warm there?
Yep.
I'm thinking Philly for some reason, but...
Okay. Not time for a hint yet, so...
No, I know. I'm not fishing for a hint. But I can't think... Heaven's Edge.
No, that is incorrect.
Okay.
Not too far off, though.
Okay.
This is a band from Baltimore.
Baltimore. Okay.
Baltimore. And it's not Kix.
Okay. I think you might have given it away, but we're going to find out here real quick. All right. Track 3. Okay. It could be one of two bands, I'm thinking. It's either Wrathchild America, because I think they're from that area, or it's a band you just saw. Is it Child's Play?
Yes, that is correct.
Child's Play.
Yeah, they played that song at M3. Damned If You Do. Or Damned If I Do, Damned If I Don't.
Sound pretty good, actually.
Yeah, cool song. They have a new singer since then. Well, since the singer guitar player died.
Okay, I didn't even know that, so... Yeah. So was it the three original guys and a new singer, pretty much?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, that sounded good.
Yeah, Child's Play. The album's called Rat Race, came out in 1990.
And they got a positive review from you on our last episode with the M3 Festival. So.
Yeah, you know, straight ahead rock, weren't bad.
Yeah, okay, cool.
There you go, you win the point.
Woo! I don't know. Good. It sounds like you're touching your mic or something's going on with your mic over there.
There we go.
Is that what it is? Are you fiddling with your mic?
Yeah, I was moving it.
Okay. Yeah. Stop touching yourself. Okay. All right. So that's our first bit there. And before we go into our next bit, we'll check out our little thing on Spotify, our playlist, HRTS Rock Playlist. If you like the music we play or talk about. Go check it out. Sign up. It's free. It doesn't cost you a nickel. So that's
how much we make off it.
Nothing. Not even a nickel. Maybe a nickel. I don't know. We'll see. That's Danny over there sneezing. It happens.
Oh, there you go. All right.
It's about that all time of year. Good. All right. So what should we go do? Should we do?
Let's do Cover This. I don't think you'll get mine.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, time for Cover This, where you have to guess the cover and the original artist and the name of the song to win a gangload of prizes.
Tell them what they've won, Johnny.
Well, why don't you wait by the mailbox, and they'll be there in about 100 years. And
don't move. It might get there early.
We play a 30-second clip, so... Gives you a chance to figure it out. I think this week mine's pretty hard. But you never know. You might have stumbled across it and listened to the same album. Sometimes we think alike, and we'll pick the same band. It's happened before. But I don't think it'll happen this week. But we'll see. All right.
Well, let's see.
All right. Here we go. All right.
All right. I love that song. The one thing about that song is the guitar tone on the original, who is Thin Lizzy and the song with Jailbreak. The guitar tone of that song is amazing, and it's just freaking great. You know, just straight ahead, Les Pauls and Marshall amps. Perfect.
The the way it should be.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And like you said, I may have stumbled across it because you just sent this to me.
Oh, no. You know it right off?
So it's Slave Raider?
It is Slave Raider. Damn it.
Yeah, you sent it to me and I thought, Jailbreak, wait a minute.
Yeah,
so I listened to it.
I did the same thing. Wow, this is gonna be good for cover this. I'm going to keep this in the hopper. Yeah, Slave Raider was a band that was popular in probably only Minnesota. And maybe the Dakotas. I don't know.
Maybe.
They had a singer named Chainsaw Kane who wore an eye patch because he had a lazy eye as a kid. They wore makeup. They were a five-piece. They released, I think, three albums, and then poof, they were gone.
Poof.
I mean, they barely got any MTV airplay, so they're like one of these C-level, D-level hard rock bands from the 80s.
Yeah. They'd probably be first or second at M3.
I don't even know if they're still around. I don't think they are.
Yeah.
I think they're big. I was reading their little bio. It says their big claim to fame is they've had a couple of songs in movies. See if you remember these movies. There's a movie called The Paper that was nominated for an Oscar. I think that's a movie about first-year law students or something like that. I don't know.
No, that was The Paper Chase.
Yeah, that's right. Paper Chase, because they made TV. Whatever The Paper was.
Yeah.
A song called Youngblood. And there's a movie in 1988 called License to Drive, which stars the Coreys.
Corey Feldman?
Feldman and Haim. And it's a great movie. Well, I would say it's a funny movie.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's about a kid's learning, getting their driver's license. It's really goofy. But it's actually quite entertaining. So. They had a song in there.
Neither Corey sings, do they?
No. Corey Haim is dead.
Right.
And
I mean, in the movie.
No.
Okay, good.
No, because there's a Corey's movie called Dream a Little Dream. It is absolutely horrible. Avoid that one. But License to Drive, check that one out. That one's all right.
But all right, cool.
And good luck finding Slave Raider albums or CDs or anywhere, because they're going to be hard to find.
Yeah, where'd you get them?
It's a secret.
Okay.
The World Wide Web. I found it there.
Oh, the internets, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
And I still haven't really listened to a full Slave Raider album, so I couldn't tell you if they're good or not. Just that one song is the only one I checked out.
Yeah, I wanted to see if it was the Thin Lizzy song, and it was.
Yeah, I mean, that song is iconic. I mean, we're going to name it. Write another song called Jailbreak. People are going to look at you funny. You know, what are you doing? There's already a Jailbreak. You can't get any better than that one.
Yeah. Don't try. Just stop it.
Stop it, Slave Raider. All right. So you got,
all right,
you got
so a little
quicker than I thought you would. Okay.
Let's see if you can get mine.
All right. Checking in the old folder there. All right. I hope I get this. Here we go. If living is without you, I can't give anymore. I can't live. If living is without you, I can't give anymore. Wow, you went deep on that one.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in ages.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure you know who the covering artist is. The
covering artist is definitely Heart.
Yes, that is correct.
The song is Without You.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the tough part.
Who did it? Who wrote it?
I think it's Harry Nilsson.
Nope.
He made it popular, but covered it too.
That's someone. Okay, wait. Yeah, that's the story. It's a Badfinger song.
That's correct.
Oh, yes.
Yep. And listening to the original, it's very different.
Yeah, and Harry Nilsson was this great songwriter whose biggest hit is a cover. And that bugged him his whole career. And he was also, he was buddies with John Lennon.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was part of the guys that used to hang out in the whiskey.
Okay.
The vampires, Hollywood vampires. Harry Nilsson, John Lennon, Mickey Dolenz, Alice Cooper, and Keith Moon.
Jeez.
What a group to hang out with.
And now the Hollywood Vampires are still Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
But Johnny Depp.
Yeah, Johnny Depp would fit right into that crazy bunch of those guys.
Yeah.
Imagine hanging out with Keith Moon. That guy's a lunatic.
I don't know that I would enjoy that.
Yeah. It's just too much over the top. I mean, the guy was crazy all the time.
Yeah. Can you just not be on?
Yeah. That's probably why you probably just was on too much and just you killed him. Couldn't slow down.
Yeah.
Wow, we got those fast.
Man, that was good.
Man, we are good, man.
I didn't think you'd get that it was a Badfinger song originally because I'd never heard that version.
Yeah, I knew there was something about the Harry Nilsson thing. And another song I liked was from Harry Nilsson was Me and My Arrow, which I think they used that song for a car. Me and My Arrow. There was a cartoon in the 70s, cartoon movie also. There's actually a pretty cool documentary on Harry Nilsson. He was kind of one of those geniuses that never really got his due. You know?
Yeah. That's too bad.
Well, yeah. But they made a good documentary out of it. Oh, big news in the rock world. You know who the new drummer for the Foo Fighters is?
Yeah, I saw that yesterday or today. Leisman or Lease?
No.
I can't remember.
Josh Freese.
Freeze, that's right.
He's one of those guys that if you need somebody quickly, he's there and he can learn your entire set in probably a day. I think he's played with Ace Frehley. He's played with a lot of different people. Half Sticks Will Travel, one of those guys.
Yeah, he was the one that played in the Taylor Hawkins tribute, right?
Yeah, and he was. And to me, once I saw him playing, I was like, okay, this guy fits. He can play.
Oh, yeah.
And he's playing Hot for Teacher with Wolfgang.
Okay, right.
Okay, this is working.
Yeah. Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, they picked the right dude. So, yeah, they're going to go make lots of money. And you seen this this Metallica stage? Have you seen it yet?
Yeah. It's a gigantic circle.
Oh, my God.
And I saw a picture from above and where the drum set is. It looks like a little toy.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It's
like, almost enormous stage. It's going to take up the entire field, like a football field.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, I think it would have been cool if they would have put his drums on like some wheels, like a railroad car, so he could go around to different parts. Because the other guys can all move, but he's stuck there.
Well, a couple of years ago when they were in the round, the stage turned.
Yeah, rotate. So if you get to see him, you know, that makes sense. Yeah. This one's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Is it going to be the same? Is that supposed to be the same setup? So when you see him, we're going to do the same thing?
That's the plan, yeah.
Yeah, so you don't even know which side you're going to be on. Lars could be way over there, or he could be right in front of you.
No clue. Yeah. I'm hoping that the video screens are very large.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they've accommodated. They got the people in the middle, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Speaking of that show, I'm really looking forward to Five Finger Death Punch. I've been getting into them lately.
Really?
Yeah. They remind me of Avenged Sevenfold. You know, they're hard, but they have some good hooks. They have melodies to their song. They're not just screaming. Okay. So, yeah, I've been getting into them recently.
Well, they're Jason, their guitarist was Jason Hook. There goes the hooks. But he left. He's no longer in the band.
All right. Well,
he was
the only band I really don't care about is Ice Nine Kills. I haven't heard anything from them, and I don't know that I'll bother.
Yeah, you could watch a couple of videos and see if it's worth checking out. I don't know. I couldn't tell you one song. I don't even know what they look like. It's a cool name.
Yeah. Well, they're playing the same day as Pantera.
Ooh. Are you going to both days?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. It's supposed to be two different sets as well.
Right. Metallica plays. They don't play the same song from between one night and the other.
Did you have to give your kidney up for that?
No, but it was my Christmas present from my wife.
That's a keeper right there.
Because the ticket was like $280, and we're like upper level.
Yeah, and There's no way she's going to go see Pantera again. We went through that.
Yeah. Yeah, that is not happening.
Oof.
Oof. Wow. So the first night, Friday night, is Mammoth and Five Finger Death Punch.
And Metallica.
Metallica. And then the second night is Ice Nine Kills. That's Sunday night, Ice Nine Kills, Pantera, and Metallica.
Metallica, yeah.
Yeah. Metallica.
What month is that in?
August.
Well, that should be cool. I think you're going to have to do a show review on that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, cool. And then Saturday you're going to see Soto and Beeler with
his
brother and his kids. That should be cool.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. We're like right up on the next to the stage. It's going to be great.
Yeah, you'll probably have a conversation with him if you get there early enough.
All right.
No doubt. Cool. No doubt about it. When I was there, Jeff Scott Soto had some high school buddies there. Turns out he went to the same high school as my wife.
Okay.
And his kid was there. And you think Jeff Scott Soto, how old do you think his kid was?
20?
Oh, no, he's about 34, 35.
Oh, jeez.
You see, this guy's like, that's your kid? Oh, my God, how old are you? And then, but he's younger than me. No, he's about the same age as we are, but I guess he had his kid in his early 20s. So,
okay.
There you go.
Well, I have a kid that's 29.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, she's 29 already?
Yep.
You're old. But I'm older than he is. So,
yeah. Well, my granddaughter just turned 4, my youngest one.
Wow.
Yeah, this past weekend. And we're a little bit worried about her because she went to the doctor today and got 2 shots, and she giggled.
Giggled during the shots.
Giggled when they gave her the injection. Now, her sister would lose her mind and freak out and not, run down the hall. This one giggled when she got shots. Two of them.
This girl's going to be a badass.
Oh, yeah. I would not mess with her because, she takes matters into her own hands. I mean, preschool, if you're not nice, you're going to deal with Ella.
Wow. All right, so if you're in the Delaware area, stay away from 4-year-old Ella.
Or just be nice.
Just be nice, yeah.
She's amazing. Just be nice, and she'll be nice. You're going to act up, you're going to pay the price.
Yeah, that's a little thing from a roadhouse there.
Yeah.
Be nice. Walk them outside, but do it nicely. Yeah. Okay. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, and just for that update on Ella, let's do some commercials now.
All right.
Wow, badass, huh?
Oh, she gives 0 f**ks about anything. 0.
Where did she get that from?
Her mom times 10.
Oh, wow. Was it rough when she was a teenager?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm getting that, too. When did she turn it off? When did she finally realize, okay.
She came back to us about 18, 19, when she started college. She was like, oh, wait a minute. You people really aren't that bad. You do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's come back now. She's turning into Dana, and she fully admits it.
That's not a bad thing at all.
No. Dana's a good person.
Yeah, and she's nice.
Yeah. Ella loves her, so.
There you go.
Just be nice.
Perfect. All right, you ready to do some rapid fire and wind this bad boy up?
All right, everybody, time for our signature bit, Rapid Fire, where we fire off a couple or 3 questions to each other, trivia questions. So we'll see how we do. Play along with us, see if you go 6 for 6. I don't think we ever do, but who knows?
On occasion.
You might get all 3 of these. These are too hard.
Okay.
All right, so I'll go ahead and start with number 1 for you.
Okay.
Michael Jackson has the largest selling album of all time, right?
Yes.
So what's second?
Is it the Eagles' Greatest Hits?
No, it is not. That's number 4.
Number 4, okay. What else is it AC/DC Back in Black?
Yes, that is it.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, they've sold like 30, I think it was 34 million.
Is that worldwide or just the U.S.?
Yeah, worldwide.
Okay.
Michael Jackson was up around 50 million for just the one album.
You know, it's funny they bring up Michael Jackson. Guess it was a Michael Jackson-related question this week.
All right, well, bring it.
All right, here we go. In 2011, this band, this American rock band, was added to the Michael Jackson tribute show. But just one day after they announced that, they were disinvited due to the backlash from Michael Jackson fans. Who was the band, American band, that was on the program for one day and then taken off?
Wow. And it was a Michael Jackson tribute show?
Yeah.
After he died?
Yeah. And this band is a big band, too.
Can't be Toto.
Bigger.
I'm going to say, Bon Jovi.
Ooh, incorrect. All right, I'll give you a hint. Here's the reason why they pulled him after one day. One of the band members said this, quote, "There's no question in my mind he molested those kids." Who's got a big mouth and a big band?
I'm going to say Kiss.
Correct.
Gene's stupid big mouth.
Correct. Again. All he had to do is keep his mouth shut. Michael Jackson's mom announced that Kiss will be on this show. And then the fans pointed out that Gene said this in the press. Okay, that's the end of Kiss being there.
Yeah. All right, Kiss. Thanks anyway, but no.
Little karma there.
Yeah, really. Jeez.
So, but what would Kiss be doing on a Michael Jackson tribute? Really? I guess I Was Made for Loving You would be fit. Would fit. That's probably the only thing.
That's the only song they could play.
Yeah. They're not going to cover a Jackson 5 song or one of the solo songs. Yeah. Kiss does Beat It. No, it's not going to happen.
Kiss does ABC.
That would be funny, wouldn't it?
ABC. Easiest 1, 2, 3. No, I don't think so.
Yeah. No, not happening. Though I'd like to see that now. That'd be a train wreck. That'd be fun.
Yeah, totally. All right, so question number 2 for you. The Steppenwolf song, Born to Be Wild, was used in what movie?
Easy Rider.
That's correct.
Heavy Metal Thunder.
Yep. That was the first time heavy metal was used in reference to
the music.
Well, yeah, the music.
But I don't think some people say Steppenwolf is the first heavy metal band. No, they use the term that got coined to name other bands, but.
Yeah, and heavy metal, they're actually referring to the motorcycles, so I don't know how that got to be the thing, but whatever.
Who knows?
Whatever.
Yeah. Question 2 for you. What do these 3 musicians have in common? Miles Goodwin, Ian Hill, and Ian Paice.
All right, so Miles Goodwin from April Wine is Canadian.
Yes, he is.
Ian Paice, drummer for Everybody.
Well, not everybody.
Well, Deep Purple.
Yeah. And Gary Moore for a little bit.
Yeah. And probably, you know, those bands like Phenomenon and those kind of things.
Good old Ian Hill, who we've probably seen many times, but we've never actually seen him on stage because he's always hiding behind or speaker's in his way and we can't see him.
What did we see? We saw Judas Priest like 3-4 times, never saw the bass player.
Yeah, because we were just kind of off the side, and he just never he never moved. He stayed in the back. What the hell's that all about?
All right, so Ian Paice and then
Miles Goodwin and Ian Hill. What do they all have in common?
They're going bald.
That's your answer? I mean, they probably are, but that's not the right answer.
Ian Paice, Ian Hill, Miles Goodwin. They're all Canadian.
Incorrect. Not even close.
No.
They're all original members, and they're the last original members still left in active bands.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yep, Miles Goodwin is the only original still in April Wine. And I think April Wine is playing the Monsters of Rock Cruise next year.
Oh, wow.
They have two classic members, but he's the only original member. Ian Hill is the only person left, the original member from Judas Priest, because Halford is the second singer, not the first.
Right.
And Ian Pace is the drummer, and he's always been in Deep Purple. He's the only one.
The only one left.
Yep. he's actually very underrated. He's actually a very good drummer.
Oh, he's fantastic.
But nobody ever talks about him. But you listen to that old Purple stuff, I'm like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. But nobody, yeah. They always focus on Blackmore. They never focus on the drums.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think he's so underrated. I think he's overlooked.
Yeah, overlooked.
By the masses.
Right. But the musicians know who he is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, question three for you. Which members of Guns N' Roses were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Ooh, well, there's the obvious ones. Axl, Slash, and Duff for sure.
Yep.
Probably Adler. The original, yep. And Izzy for sure, those five.
Yep.
Maybe Matt Sorum.
Yep.
Those are the only, and Dizzy Reed.
That's correct. Ooh. Those are the seven.
Yes.
So Bumblefoot's not in there.
Yeah, but he never made an album. Buckethead. They never made, well, Buckethead did make the album, but he left before that. But he's on it.
Who knows who's on Chinese Democracy? Who really knows who played those actual notes that are recorded and put out?
Yeah, talk about overdoing. I mean, they recorded it, and they re-recorded it, and they re-recorded it, and they re-recorded it.
Yeah.
I mean, just put it out there. If it's good enough, stick it out there, you know?
After all that, then you still got Chinese Democracy, and I think it's horrible.
Do you really?
Yeah, don't like it.
I think it's average. I think there's some good songs on it, but there's some other songs that's like, why had to wait 13, 14 years for that song? And these older songs that they've been releasing, Guns N' Roses, they're not memorable.
Nah.
Like the two or three that came out, I was like, eh. If they were good, they'd be playing them on the radio. But no, we listened to them. Okay. Now I get it. I get why you didn't release that.
Yep. No surprise.
Yeah. All right. Our final question of the evening. Here you go. Question three for you. Who were the three real musicians in the fake band Steel Dragon in the movie Rockstar?
Okay, there was Jeff Pilson.
Yep.
Zakk Wylde.
Yep.
And the drummer. Oh, my God.
I'm giving you no hints for this one.
Yeah, the guy in Led Zeppelin's son, Jason Bonham.
Jason Bonham, correct.
Yeah.
Nailed that one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is such a good movie. There's so many cool scenes in there.
Yeah, and there's so many cameos of the people that you know. Like, oh, I didn't know he was in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so many good.
Can you name some of the people who were in the movie that you didn't even realize they were in the movie?
Not off the top of my head.
There's the singer in Slash's band,
Miles Kennedy.
Miles Kennedy's in it. There's the singer for Steel Panther. He's in it. He's one of the guys who's trying out for before Mark Wahlberg does.
Oh, he really?
Walks right by the camera, like he's okay. Mad. He's in it. So you can hear Jeff Scott Soto's voice in it.
Yeah.
He's one of the singers.
And the other singer's the guy from Steelheart.
Yeah. So which one is the Steelheart guy doing Wahlberg and Jeff Scott Soto doing the original singer in Steel Dragon?
Yeah.
Is that the way it works?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the Jeff Scott Soto does the stand up and shout.
Yep.
And then the one like Die Young, that's the guy from Steelheart.
Oh, you just named two songs. Can you tell me who originally did those two songs? Stand Up and Shout and We All Die Young.
Stand Up and Shout. Same band?
No, different artists. One's a band, one's a solo artist. And you'll be surprised by one of them.
Stand up and shout. I remember. Shoot, I can't remember either one of them.
Stand up and shout is a Sammy Hagar song.
Oh, that's right. Damn it, I knew that.
But it's better now. They did a better version. And We All Die Young is Steelheart. And you saw.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah. But you didn't say that.
Well, I knew the singer did it.
Yeah.
But when we saw Steelheart at M3, they ended with that.
Right. But it's on a Steelheart album. I think the album's called Wait. So.
Great song. That's killer bass line.
Yeah. It's and the guy who plays the guitarist in Steel Dragon, he was in the movie and the TV show The Wire. Did you ever see The Wire?
No. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
He was in something I was watching. I'm like, man, I know that guy. So I looked it up on IMDb, and it was like he was the guitarist in Steel Panther. Not Steel Panther. Steel Dragon.
That was a great show based on wiretapping in Baltimore. Baltimore cops learning how to wiretap. But that show is fantastic. I don't know what service has it, but if you haven't seen it yet, watch it. You'll zip. I think it's like 5 seasons. But you'll be sitting there a whole week and just watch it.
Yeah, we're watching a bunch of shows that are ending soon.
Yeah. What are you watching?
Let's see. Ted Lasso.
Me too. I was watching it today. Love that show.
Freaking great.
Yeah.
Let's see. We're watching The Diplomat. We just started that one.
Okay. I haven't seen that.
It's kind of a ripoff of Madam Secretary.
Okay. I didn't see that either.
We're watching Succession. We just watched the new one of that tonight while we were eating dinner.
Yeah, I've heard great things, I think, from you. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, that's a good show, man.
Okay.
It's hard to keep up with, but it's a good show. What else are we watching? Oh, Miss Maisel.
Miss Maisel. I think I watched 3 episodes of that. It was okay. Yeah. But yeah, I was watching so many other shows, I just kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, you gotta get that, let that one, or you gotta give that one a chance.
Yeah, I'm watching The Citadel, I think, on Netflix.
Okay.
Starring Nick Jonas's wife from India.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah, she's quite pretty.
Yeah, I would say that. But the show's okay so far, you know. Trying to get into it, we'll see. You know, but then
what show is it?
The Citadel.
Citadel.
I think it's only up to. It's only on 5 episodes so far. You know, it's one of those things where they release once a week. Did you ever watch Peacemaker?
I watched like the first 2 episodes, and I was like, eh.
Yeah, you should have just watched it for the songs.
Well, I can listen to the songs. I don't have to sit in front of the TV.
Oh, okay. Was it too stupid for you?
It was really dumb.
Well, yeah, I told you that. But okay.
Yeah.
You like more cerebral shows. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to watch a TV show because it has good songs in it. I will watch like a movie, like the Guardians of the Galaxy. Killer soundtrack.
Yeah, love the first 2. I haven't seen the 3rd, so.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Yeah. And the Ted Lasso show, yeah, if you haven't seen that out there, it's super funny. Makes you feel good. The guy, you know.
It's all about mental illness, but they're not making fun of mental illness, but it's just so good. You know, they deal with it, but then they're also being funny.
Right.
It's so good.
I just finished the 3rd episode of this last season right now, so.
Nice.
Where they get the new guy who's a superstar, and they're all Googling all over him. You know, he's like Zlatan. Yeah, so I haven't gotten that further in, but that's where I'm at right now. So.
All right.
So don't.
Yeah.
No spoilers here.
No, great show. Just watch it.
I will. Okay, and I think we've talked everything. I think we said everything we need to say.
All right.
And
go Nuggets.
Go. I agree more. Are they playing right now?
Yeah, I don't know what the score is, but
I guess
they're going to get swept.
I hope so. Laker fans here. I mean, I'm living in the LA area. They're just So smug. Ugh. I mean, when the Lakers are playing, it's all anybody talks about. Lakers and Dodgers. It's like, ugh. Ugh,
God, I hate both of them.
Ugh. It's like, okay, come on, people.
There are other teams playing those sports.
Yeah, and I hate this thing. It goes, nobody wants to see the Heat and Nuggets play. I said, I wouldn't mind. It'd be different teams. I'm tired of the same teams, you know. Somebody different. I think it's amazing what the Heat are doing. The eighth seed is doing this.
Crushing the Celtics. Yeah. I mean, it's not even close.
Wow. And also in hockey, the Florida Panthers, I think, are an A seed, and they're killing it. There was a 4-overtime game the other day. I was like, oh, my God, this is great.
Yeah, I may watch the NHL Finals if it's the Panthers and the Knights.
Yeah. The Knights have won, I think. They've been behind in the last 4 games, and they've won all 4, and the last 2, I think, are in overtime.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yay, sports.
Yeah, we've lost everybody now. Like,
who
the hell cares? Okay, so next week or the week after that, we'll be back, and I'm sure we're going to get a nice review of the Soto Beeler Show in Philadelphia.
Totally, and some cheesesteaks.
All right, tell us the best one out there, and then.
Yeah, we were going to go to Jim's, but found out Jim's is closed due to a fire. So we're going to do the Pat's and Geno's thing Passyunk. There's 2 places, Pat's and Geno's, and they're right catty corner from each other in the same block. So, like, you could see, I mean, they're on the same intersection.
And there's always lines in both of them, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, you got to figure out which one is better. My cousin and my aunt and my mom all went up there, and they did the comparison. And they liked Pat's with Cheese Whiz the best.
Okay, so now we're going to have to do it with you, your brother, and your 2 nephews, and see if Pat's wins there. If that's it, then Pat's wins.
Yeah, then it's Pat's. We wanted to go to Jim's because I think Jim's is fantastic. Or you can go to Tony Luke's and get a pork sandwich, which is freaking great too. But just saying.
Yeah, just saying. We're getting no money from any of these restaurants, unfortunately. But.
Yeah, no, I get a Tony Luke's every time I go to a Phillies game.
That's right. When a fat guy tells you the food's good, you need to listen, okay, and go and get the food. That's what I do. I'm a fat guy. If I tell you it's good, you know it's good.
That's right.
On that note, I guess we can say goodbye.
All right.
See you later. Wow.